Dora Mark and Celtics Tonight continues from Orlando, from the Garden, from wherever you happen to be. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets, just for you. Digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I had thought of so many different ways to begin this conversation. My basic idea, comedically, was to just ask about the Indiana game, like we always do, as if it had just happened, and we just snap forward here. And then I thought, well, first of all, you probably would have gotten that if I had done it ad lib without us planning it ahead of time. But do you remember, I was thinking, Max and I were just talking about that game. Were you, what do you remember of that game that in theory came right before this?
What I remember is we were in a rut of blowing leads, and but we found a way to win that game with great play in the last 2.5 minutes. In fact, we showed the last 2 minutes of the OKC game, last 2 minutes of the Indiana game, all within the last couple of weeks, just to watch end of game, how we want to function at the end of the game on both ends of the court. And so, you know, we have reviewed it. We have rewatched it, you know, felt a little crazy to look at it and say, hey, remember our last game 3.5 months ago? And by the way, I'm jealous of your background. I'd give pretty much anything to be in TD Garden.
You realize the next one, I'm just going to be in your office. Like, I'm just going to try different stuff until, you know, like a picture of Tracy next to me, just like sit in your office with a full rehearsal. The possibilities are endless on a variety of levels.
There you go. Just do it from a different location every time.
No question. We have to take full advantage of the cards that we have been dealt. You said going into this that it's basically a new season. It's not a continuation of the old season. Now that you've been with the team for a few weeks, you've been down there, you're about to go into this game, you're looking at tape, as you just said, of the games. Does it feel like something completely different, a brand new season? Does it feel like it's partially connected to where we left off? What's the feeling now as you're about to go into a real game?
You know, until we all start playing and you see the records kind of jostle back and forth in the standings and it comes to fruition, kind of what a playoff picture will look like or a bracket would look like, I think it feels new right now. I think that'll change. You know, the one thing about right now is, you know, hey, we haven't played. And then like 5 days from now, we'll have played 3 times, you know, and 14 days from now, we'll have played 8 times. So that's going to change real quick. And so we've tried to manage for that and be ready for that. And, you know, we'll see how we play today.
Well, let me jump ahead because you mentioned the standings. We were at the point in March with 16 games left. We were approaching the point where I'd invariably start to ask about when you start to look at them and seedings and things like that, which obviously, you know, you never took that deep a dive on it to begin with. Now, we all know the circumstances with there being no home court advantage down there. To what degree do the standings matter over these next 14, 13 days?
Well, I think no matter what, whether it's regular season or a situation like this, health is more important than anything else, especially when you're in. How you're playing is second, and then where you land is third. You know, because ultimately, when you're playing in Boston and you're we're doing what we want to do, there's only one goal. So you've got to beat all the teams that are in your way on the way to get there. And so we'll see where we land after 8 games. We're looking forward to this challenge because we're going to get a better idea of how we stack up against the best.
All right. You mentioned health. Everyone's asked you about Kemba. 94% of the questions this week have been about Kemba and his knee and the minute restriction. The discussion, which I thought was interesting yesterday, had to do with how, if it's going to be 20 minutes or 18 minutes, it's how those minutes are spread out. It almost seemed like you were sitting on the idea of, you know what, just play regular minutes until you get to that number. And if that's halftime, that's halftime.
Agreed. And, you know, I've tried it the other way, Sean, and where you hold back 2 or 3 minutes for a late game situation. Well, then a guy is sat for 10 minutes, you know. So we're going to start the game with Kemba. We'll play it like that. Maybe we get to the point later in the week where we try to do something different. But right now, let's get his legs under him. Let's get him used to kind of when he would come in, go out. And when his minutes run out, they run out.
I've run out of ways to describe how good the Bucks have been this year, how historically good they have been offensively, defensively, obviously with Giannis, without Giannis. They've got the best five-man group in the league. It's pretty insane all the different ways. You brought up something earlier in the week, and it made me think of the Spurs teams in the early 2000s that would go to the finals or win every year. A lot of those teams, Miami in 06, the one thing they had in common that nobody ever seemed to talk about is that they were the oldest, most experienced teams in the league. And that correlation here certainly continues. And of all the things you can talk about with Milwaukee, no one seems to talk about that.
I mean, I think it's obvious when you watch them play. And, you know, I think that they just have a great, you know, kind of corporate knowledge about them. Not only do they have a team that's very experienced, they also have guys that have played in that system even when they weren't in Milwaukee. So Korver played for Bud in Atlanta. Ilyasova, I believe, went through Atlanta as well. George Hill's been there a couple of years now. Marvin Williams, you know, those guys are all off the bench. You know, Robin Lopez, they're off the bench. That's their bench. And so when you think about that and then you add in, you know, the Wesley Matthews and the Middletons and Bledsoes and those guys, Brook Lopez around Giannis. And Giannis isn't a young guy anymore. He's young by my standards, age-wise, but he's not young in the league. I mean, he's been here 7 years. So it's a really experienced, really smart team. They don't beat themselves, and you have to play 48 minutes to beat them.
You and I had a separate conversation the other day, which you guys can find. It's readily available, a longer form conversation about Black Lives Matter, about the coaches' initiative, just so we wouldn't have to take the time every night to talk about it. But everything until last night felt like an abstraction. What was your reaction to what last night was, from the show of unity to the causes we have as a league have now adopted, to the quality, the intensity of the games? It felt for a lot of us like a night to be proud of what we do.
Yeah, powerful. As I said earlier in my media session, I think, you know, the reason that people are kneeling because they care. You know, they want a more just world. They want us to push for our higher ideals of equality, as President Obama said yesterday at John Lewis's funeral. I think that, you know, I thought that it was really powerful to watch. I knew it was coming. And I think that, you know, when people listen to why everybody is taking a knee, I think they realize that, you know, we've got work to do to make it a more just world. And this is our one of our many things that we're talking about and trying to help in our own small way. And but it was. And then the games were, NBA basketball was back. And, you know, it was an amazing night to watch. I actually enjoyed watching last night as a fan.
That's the head coach. Was there ever a time in the darkest of days in March or April that you at least entertain the idea that this night, that this season may be over, that this night may not happen?
I think you entertained it, but being on the calls with the NBA at least once a week on the competition committee, I felt like there was a chance all the time. In fact, it was, you know, my biggest concern, you know, as we entered mid-May was, are we running out of time? And, you know, even when they announced this at first, where they said we were going to practice for 3 weeks before ever playing a game, I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but it's worked out well thus far. And, knock on wood, we stay healthy. You know, we can get through all this in a great, meaningful, competitive fashion.
We have arrived. Is there anything in your office that's worth me rummaging through? Have you got any, like, anything good in there?
It's probably better than in this closet behind the training room, in whatever building we're in right now. So go take whatever you want, Sean. Have fun. Enjoy.
Your home is my home, and vice versa. Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. God. The night has arrived. It's next at the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.